This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Fala. Today marks Colorado Public Lands Day, but because of COVID-19, conservation groups are encouraging people to celebrate closer to home. Here's CPR's Grace Hood.
1 year ago, nonprofits held rallies and bike races. But now, because of the coronavirus, they're encouraging solo trailhead cleanups and offering virtual discussions and film screenings. 4 years ago, Colorado became the first state to establish a holiday to celebrate public lands. Access to some areas has changed during the pandemic, so officials say to check policies online before hitting the trails this weekend. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
The U.S. Senate has passed a bill to make it easier to call for help during a crisis. The legislation establishes a new three-digit national suicide prevention hotline number, 988. That would replace an existing 800 number. Colorado Republican Cory Gardner introduced the bill.
The creation of the 988 National Suicide Hotline bill is a bill that gives hope to life. This bill will save lives.
A similar measure in the House also has bipartisan support, including from six of Colorado's seven House members. And Denver continues to search for a new sheriff after interviewing candidates this week. The Denver Post reports that the selection committee was scheduled to present finalists to Mayor Michael Hancock next week, but they've chosen to expand the search instead. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.